Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
There's over 200,000 children living in poverty in Ireland. That's according to the Child Poverty Monitor report conducted by the Children's Rights Alliance. This comes as the organisation calls for government to plan for an expansion of the school meals programme during the holidays. Tanya Ward is their chief executive. She joins us now. Tanya, what are the biggest issues being faced here?
Well, I think that you named it in your opening statement, Sarah. Like, we have over 230,000 children living in poverty, and what that equates to is the population of Waterford and Kilkenny. And for those children, what we know is, you know, they're going to bed hungry probably several times a week. You know, it's the child in September that doesn't have the right shoes or a new coat going to school. This is a child that doesn't go on family outings, you know, doesn't go to birthday parties because they can't afford the present. And to be honest, a lot of these children will be hiding the fact that they need anything and hiding from their friends that they don't have the money to go on school outings or social outings. And we know that for a lot of these children, the longer they live through this type of poverty, I mean, it's very stressful for families making those very difficult decisions about to put food on the table or do I pay the gas bill or pay the electricity bill. But we know when children live through this experience over a long period of time, you know, it really has a big effect on their aspirations and about their future and what they think is possible for them. And I have to say, the Children's Rights Campaigner, that's the thing that really gets me, is when children lose hope because they're living in poverty.
A lot of talk already about how our big surplus might be spent in the budget. What would you be looking to see in the upcoming budget in October?
Look, the government has made child poverty one of its key commitments, and they've established a new child poverty unit in the Department of Taoiseach. I think that's really positive. But I think one of the key things is we do need to focus on income. The Vincentian Research Centre showed that, you know, a family of two with two children, one in secondary and primary, are about 96 euros short a week at this moment in time if they're on welfare payments. And that's because of the cost of living, the cost of basic staples like bread and milk and butter and cheese has gone up. And if you're a family on a low income, it affects you much more than a family on a higher income. We'd love to see a further expansion of the Hot School Meals programme. It's hugely popular with children. We know the minister is saying she's going to extend it to primary school and the DESH programme. But we'd love to see more being spent on individual meals. We're hearing from some schools and providers that the rates that are provided aren't big enough. But I think one of the big things the government needs to now get behind is a new DESH programme for early years. All the research and evidence shows it's the most significant investment you can make, because children are arriving in primary school. They're not at the level of other children that might have been in a creche programme already or are coming from a family with higher incomes. So they're immediately disadvantaged. And we launched our report today in Rutland National School in Dublin's North Inner City. And we did it because it's a great example of, if you invest in a school, if you put psychological supports in place and you invest in the community there, you know, it pays great dividends to children. But when I spoke to people that work in the area, they said, look, there's about only one in four children in the area are able to get into an early years programme. The programmes just aren't there. So this is where we think the government really needs to get behind, get a national DESH programme available for children who are disadvantaged.
All right. Very good to speak to you this evening. And thank you very much for joining us. That's Tanya Ward, Chief Executive of the Children's Rights Alliance.